This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis says Colorado's stay-at-home order will save lives and limit the spread of the new coronavirus.
Now is not the time to die, and we will not let it happen on our watch.
The number of reported deaths in the state nearly doubled overnight to 19 today. The order will be in place until April 11th. Polis says he hopes to lift it before then, but fears it could last longer. He says people should only leave their homes if it's absolutely necessary. Essential businesses like grocery stores will stay open. The state's criminal justice system is struggling to adjust to social distancing requirements due to COVID-19. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Jefferson County has released more than 40 inmates in the last 2 weeks. And in Aurora, lawyers have gotten more than 70 people charged with low-level offenses out of jail. The idea is that social distancing is impossible in incarceration, and reducing jail populations decreases the chances of a coronavirus outbreak, which could not only hurt inmates, but endanger staff. Governor Jared Polis put out new guidance on Wednesday for the state's criminal justice system that includes asking law enforcement to issue summons rather than arresting people and taking precautions with people who appear visibly ill. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
An officer who shot and injured a woman at a motel in Weld County last month will not face charges. The Weld County DA says the officer was justified in firing at the woman who exchanged gunfire with officers responding to a motel on a warrant for her. You are listening to Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Corey Jones.